LIBAENGSTONE Livingstone, CLLEGE. Who you with?
LC.
Who you with?
LC.
LC, bring it. Livingstone, Livingstone, Livingstone. Beneath our stone, many seeds were sown. You set the right tone, you turn the light on as we move on with our groove on. Dignified, I feel bonafide, I feel good inside. Even sanctified, God's on my side. With the way we ride, my LC pride is maximized. Livingstone is homegrown in Salisbury, known for its legendary hood seminary, steady LC Carnegie Library. Livingstone does what is necessary to enhance its precious stones like a lapidary, with the care inexpressible beyond vocabulary, to create a sanctuary beyond the ordinary, school of hospitality, arts and culinary, holistic instruction, that's visionary, student health center, and it's apothecary, barrack auditorium where we sing like a canary, learning methods may vary, but the efforts never tarry, sweet knowledge from a college like a sweet black cherry, athletes ready to defeat the adversary, Tubman building for the author literary, black history readily beyond February. Now the blueberry is a rare species. The blueberry has no fear of enemies. His intellect is what they respect. For intellect is in effect, we put opponents in check. Since 1879, LC stood the test of Father Time. Dr. Joseph Price, Bishop J.W. Hood paid the price of sacrifice so we could break the chain from the mental plantation.
Robert.
Brains with the best education. Heal the brain of insane degradation. When we claim education, we can gain liberation. We're not taking like HBCU. Historical black with a knack to rise anew. Nothing can hold back the black and blue.
Come on,
Livingstone, this track is for you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Brother for Real Radio Show again. It is Wednesday again already. Man, already. And it's 7 o'clock again already. What is going on, man? This time is just really, you know, since I retired, time is just flying. I mean, like, flying. But anyway, welcome to the Brothers for Real Radio Show tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, got a lot to talk about. There's so much going on in the world. I mean, so much crazy stuff going on in the world. Got people like P. Diddy and Ice Cube saying they're going to hold a black vote hostage until Joe Biden does something. I don't know exactly what it is. He still got Trump running on here cutting the complete fool with the virus spreading. He's saying if you stop testing so many people, you won't have so many cases. And to prove he's crazy, he went ahead and withdrew funding for the drive-through testing site just to prove he was really crazy. So he went ahead and did that. But there's so much going on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. The number to call in tonight is 215-383-3872. Or you can go to www.brothersforreal.com. Got somebody coming in there. Brothersforreal.com and listen to the show live, all the way live. And join if you really want to join in. Now, like I say, we love talking to ourselves, the brothers and myself. But we really would like for you to call in and talk to us sometime. Welcome to the show tonight, brother. How you doing tonight? Joseph Gatewood all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. How you doing tonight, brother? Let me unmute the brother. Maybe he can hear me. How you doing tonight, Joseph Gatewood, all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina? How you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great under the circumstances. Like you said, man, we got some craziness going on out here. I mean, a lot of people in the country, they're just stuck on stupid. And the stupidity is
stupid.
You know, they've been talking about trickle-down economics for years.
Right.
Now we got down stupidity. And starting at the top and teaching on to the rest of the population. Triple down stupidity.
Wow, Joe, that's a new one, Joe. That's a new one.
I like it. I like
that. Yeah, man, I like that.
Yeah, I love it.
Let me get Joe some love for that one. Let me get my effects lined up here.
Give me some credit.
There you go, Joe. There you go, man. There you go. Gotta get credit where it's due.
I'm stupidity, man.
You might have to keep that clap queued up, man. I got a feeling we'll get a lot of that tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep my finger on the clap button. Hey, but that's not a, that's not the button. That's our real audience. For anybody who's unsavvy enough to realize it, that's not a sound effect, man. That's our audience listening and clapping and responding as I put my finger on the button.
That's true.
Okay,
that's true. Hey, man, guess who else is on the line tonight, man? The baby brother. The baby brother.
Not the baby. The baby.
The baby.
Daniel's
baby.
Oh,
there's Charles Daniel,
the
baby.
All right, let me get my ass.
Hey, Danny boy. Yes, Danny gets a clap just for showing up.
Get to show up.
I'm glad to be here with you, brothers. I'm surprised I'm not here more often because it's good to hear y'all voices, as Mama would say.
Hey, man, come on. You come on in, bro. The door is open. It's a big tent here.
Yeah,
it's a big tent.
That's right.
It's a huge tent. Oh, yeah, guess what, guys? The governor, what was that? Somebody got slapped aside here with a frying pan or something. The governor of North Carolina has passed a decree that starting at 5:30 on Friday, everyone in the state, when you're in public, must wear a mask. Because North Carolina has become one of those hot spots. There you go. I told you we'd need that a lot tonight. Yeah. We're happy about it.
Hey, Leon.
Yes, sir.
Why is North Carolina a hot spot? What are y'all doing down there?
I can tell you what they're doing down here, Robert.
What's up?
The stupidity has trickled down to North Carolina.
Let me give you one clap now.
Robert, if it applies, it just applies.
All right, I give you a half a clap.
I mean, you got people right here in Charlotte, North Carolina, They going in, sitting in the restaurant. They going in the balls. They having block parties with masses of people. They just act like things are back to normal.
Folks tired. They got fatigue. What do you say to that?
Well, what I got to say to that is if they're tired of living, they sure ain't going to enjoy dying because that's a long time. That's from now.
Right.
So if you can't wear a mask for 3 months, you sure ain't going to be able to do nothing with that.
All right.
Well,
like one of my friends said, Robert, he said, if you're uncomfortable wearing a mask, you sure ain't gonna like being on a ventilator.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You ain't gonna like that, so.
I don't know
what's wrong with them. I don't know how they got like that. And be looking at you right crazy because you have on a mask. I mean, what are you looking at me for? You the one crazy.
Well, here's the thing. Here's another thing. Here's another unfortunate thing. People has become political. It's weird. Everything's
right.
Political now.
Right.
The Trump fans
are
not wearing masks. And it's weird, man.
Yeah, because basically every time
weird.
I see.
The world is going completely crazy.
Because every time I see somebody
else. If you see
a
white person without a mask on, you can pretty much be sure they're a Trump supporter.
Leon, that's exactly what I say. A white person without a mask on, I said, that's a Trump person. And I see a Negro without a mask on, I said, that's a stupid person. So you got two different categories out here.
Boy.
If you think I'm mad,
well,
I am mad.
Well, I was getting ready to say, Joe, you sound mad.
I'm mad as hell.
Mad as hell. Not going to take it anymore.
I'm taking it no more.
Well,
I'm tired. I mean, we all say
it. I'm tired.
I mean, you know, man, controlling this virus was not rocket science. You follow me? It wasn't that hard.
Yes,
only thing to do has to do locate everything everybody else overseas did. Locate. And then, of course, you isolate, trace, and that's it. You got to find out who got it first. But, you know, it's like I was telling Patricia, after Trump just made a great big medical breakthrough. The way we get rid of all diseases is don't test for them. If you go to the doctor, don't test you for diabetes and you'll never have it. Go to the doctor, don't test you for high blood pressure, you'll never have it. If you're overweight, you throw away the scale. If you're overweight, you throw away the scale. Don't weigh anymore. But I'm tired of talking. Y'all just...
Well, Joseph, we needed you to get it out. We need you to get that out of your system because you were full of something. And
That's right. We wanted
you to get it out.
Wow.
Right?
I'm glad you got it out. But check this out, guys. Welcome again to the Brothers for Real Radio Show. I had a couple of things I wanted to talk about. Well, a few things I wanted to talk about tonight. That was one of them, Joseph, you just got through screaming about. We really appreciate you putting the energy and the sincerity behind it because people, the virus is spreading. It never went anywhere. I don't know why they even started easing up on whatever they call it in the first place because the virus was not gone. It hadn't even slowed down.
That's right.
It
never slowed down.
We were thinking to back out. Right.
Trump is going to be.
So I don't get it.
Trump is going to be the person to lead everybody out of the virus. He just want to be the person to lead everybody out of the virus, but it ain't going nowhere. And his leadership is sunk.
He wanted to go away just because he could.
That dude
don't
work there, man. We're going to talk about one more thing right quick. Joseph, we're going to talk about one more thing since you brought Charlotte up right quick. Now, in Charlotte, unfortunately, they had a block party.
Mm-hmm.
And they killed, people are still dying from that block party. Another person died today, I understand. So you have four people murdered, killed at the block party, black people. A block party, and I'm sure, I saw the video. I didn't see any masks in the area, any masks.
That's what I'm talking about. Go ahead.
And not only that, then violence broke out. See, here's the problem, folks. Just because a virus comes along, that doesn't stop all the other stupidity that's going on.
Well,
so it's really a mess. It's really bad. So we have so many issues to work on in our community.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah, Robert, help me.
Let me make an announcement. We have the brothers on the line, but we also have some callers who have called in. If you care to partake in the conversation, press the 1 on your keypad, and that'll put you up in the queue, and we will bring you into the conversation. And we'll also get your name and put you on the board so we know who we're talking to. So just a little housekeeping. If you want to join the conversation, press the 1, and we'll bring you into the conversation, all right? Just FYI. Now, go ahead. Sorry, Leon.
Otherwise, we will keep you muted. So, help me, Joseph.
Okay.
What do we need to do? Help. I need help. I mean, I've been thinking about this thing and watching it on the news and people sending me videos in the middle of the night. And I'm sitting there watching these guys taking the walking around with the video. I said, well, this guy must have known what was going on. He walking right around. He happened to be right there when it jumped off. And then he said, as soon as the shooting started, I knew this S was going to start. And I'm like, it seemed like you did know it was going to start. So it made me suspicious. You know, I'm going to throw a conspiracy theory out here right quick. It made me think maybe this situation was set up to start. Maybe somebody set it up. Maybe it was a conspiracy. Maybe it was a setup. Maybe somebody said, we're going to make these Negroes shoot each other tonight. Or we're going to go through there and pay some more Negroes to shoot tonight. I mean, I don't know.
Well, Leon, I'm glad you brought that up because that's the same type of thought that's been going through our minds. Because still, we don't know who did it. And according to reports, they said there were shots being fired from different locations. The shots weren't coming from the same location, and there were over 100 shots fired into that crowd. Today it was moved up to 180 shots were fired
into that crowd.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And so what we are saying is that doesn't look like something, you know, where two people got into an argument and started shooting at each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yes, sir.
So we just like, you know, what you're saying, Leon, that if, you know, even having the block party, wearing no mask, that was kind of stupid. As a matter of fact, it was real stupid. But the fact that the people got, that it was interrupted by 180 gunshots was something that somebody had already decided to do in advance. It's not like somebody just got to fighting out there. So, just like we've always been saying, is the reason they don't have any video, they don't see who did it, because they could have been firing from a distance, away from
right.
the gathering, right into the crowd. So, and of course, like you said, who knows? Who knows who did it? Who knows if you know, somebody who's against the current movement is against it? Who knows, like you said, maybe somebody paid somebody to do it? We don't know. We don't know.
Right.
But after something I just said, now I'm just gonna move on into this. We black people, we need to start taking more responsibility for our own actions. Of course, and, you know, if we are doing something that we shouldn't be doing, just like you were saying, Leon, there's a lot of stupidity that's going on in our community that had not stopped just because of the virus. We need to start looking at that. Now's a good time to address that. Now's a good time for us to address black folk killing black folk, because a black life matters just as much if a black person take that black life, or if it was a white police officer that take that black life. We need to start taking more, closely that taking care of our own neighborhoods, taking care of our own children, seeing to it that our children get the proper education that they need, the proper care that they need. That's something we need to start doing. It's something we should have been doing a long time, but we don't seem like we have any leadership taking us in that direction. Because mm-hmm. I don't want to be the one to give anybody so much power over me that they can control all of my circumstances. I mean, I'm not going to give the evil white people, whoever they are, the white supremacists or whatever. Of course, we all know that they're working hard to keep us down. We know that. But I'm not going to give them 100%. I'm not going to empower them 100% of what's wrong with me or what's causing conditions to be bad in our communities.
Yeah. Well, that thank you very much. And we were talking, I've talked to several people that have that same suspicion, if you will, that could have well been the case. You know, there's something different about this. You know, you say, well, you know, drive-by shooters and all that stuff. But it was just something different about this, the feel of this particular situation that doesn't smell right. You know, it's like...
It don't smell like stinking. It's stinking real.
Yeah, it's stinking real bad. So, black folk, listen to me right quick. We have to stick together. When I say stick together, we have to be smart. We have to do better with ourselves. We have to pay attention. And when I say pay attention, now I'm talking about with the pandemic and stuff. Let's just pay attention. Let's follow the rules of science, not the logic or the stupidity of Trump, you know. I mean, Trump will go out there and say, let's do this or let's do that. Then before you know it, people walk around here with no mask on. And no telling what kind of drugs he's on, the way he acts like he's on some tough drugs. But anyway,
yeah, he don't,
so we just have to be smart. What do you say, Joseph?
Yep. Yeah, we got to be smart. I mean, you know, the virus don't care anything about the political party. And the virus don't care anything about what Trump says. The virus don't care anything about that. People have to take some responsibility for themselves. We're going to have to be the one to take care of ourselves. We're going to have to be the one to take care of our families. We're going to have to be the one to take care of ourselves. We're going to have to be the one to do it.
Wow.
You know, the old home is doing them.
Joseph preaching tonight.
Yeah, hear me.
Joe's got his robe on.
We're going to have to stop clapping, Robert. We're going to stop clapping, stop clapping for Joe to start shouting.
Shout, get my shouting shoes on up in here.
You got a little shouting button over there. Okay, check this out, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to move into another little part of the show right quick. We're going to talk about this new, this rave, this brother, this Curtis Gatewood and Daniel Gatewood project that I don't see Curtis online yet, but anyway, this Curtis Gatewood and Daniel Gatewood project. Daniel's the producer of this LC Family video and song and rap or whatever you want to call it. This thing is the rave right now all over the web, and these guys have really done it, man. These guys have really done it. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. If we can get Curtis to come online here, let me see where he is. Daniel, how you doing tonight, man? You still over there, right?
I'm still here, yeah.
What did you and Curtis do? How much time did you guys put into this project, man?
Curtis, I don't know how much time he put into it. All I know is he had a lot of material. I'm saying this guy has a brain full of material about Livingstone College. And actually, he actually trimmed down what he had to actually make it fit for the project.
He had to trim it down.
So actually, you know, he has a lot of love for Livingstone, for starters. I guess that's the big thing. You gotta really love your alma mater to approach a project like this, for starters. We both went to Livingstone. I think we shared similar experiences as well. We both entertainers, DJed, played in bands. So it was a fun project to work on with him. But I guess how it came about, the thing that you all had to for the radio, we did last Saturday?
Yeah. Yes, when we got ready to do the Livingstone College Call-a-thon.
Right, the Call-a-thon.
Yeah, we got ready to do the Call-a-thon.
I think it's that's what inspired the whole idea. And I think it actually got bigger than the Call-a-thon, actually, the idea did.
Yeah.
So he came in with the poem and ideas, and I put the music together. And I said, well, man, we need to put this thing on video because people just don't listen to the song no more. So we went back in and worked on the video, and that's how it happened.
It's a beautiful thing. You're right, and thanks for reminding me. Thank you very much.
And like they say, and the rest is history. And the rest is history.
And the rest is history. Yeah, I remember calling Curtis saying, man, we got a gig. We're going to be one of about five or six other DJs to play for the Livingstone Call-a-thon to raise money for Livingstone. Stand with Livingstone. Stand with the stone or whatever. And we're like, Curtis on the line now. And I called Curtis. I said, hey, man, we're getting ready. We got a gig. And he said, I said, man, write one of those nice raps you got or something. Say one of those nice raps for the gig. And, so they can show off a little bit. Anyway, so Curtis got pretty busy writing he came and said, man, I can do one better than that. Welcome to the show tonight, Curtis Gatewood. How you doing, man?
Hey, Leon. Hey, Robert. Is Joseph on as well?
Hey,
I'm here, bro.
Robin Kelly, how you doing, brother?
Hey, man, it's great to hear the brother. Hey, Daniel on.
Hey, brother.
Daniel's here, brother. Daniel's here. Yes, sir.
Daniel's here, too.
Daniel's here.
Man,
Daniel's
full court press.
As you know, I was just telling them about how we first started talking about the project. Well, what motivated you to do the project? What sparked your interest on that project, and how you took it and ran with it? We really impressed with how that happened. But anyway, we like I said, we were talking about it, man. To give us your insight on it, man, what happened? What sparked you all of a sudden? You decided you were going to just go crazy with it. You just went crazy, man. You just went crazy with it. What happened?
Lost his mind.
Huh?
So God bless you. First, let me thank my producer, Daniel Gatewood, and his whole entire household who had to tolerate me a few nights coming over, staying there several hours of the day in Daniel's studio. And Daniel is one of the most patient, most talented, most humble people you can ever work with. And that's why we're able to do it rather expeditiously. Had I had the type of producer that would have to challenge everything you say or got to do this or do that and not listen to what is coming out of my spirit, then we probably would still be there with nothing. So I first want to thank Daniel, Alice, his whole household. Then I had to thank my wife who tolerated me putting a lot of hours and a lot of time into this project, even when there are a lot of other things that were pending around the house. So I have to start there and give honor to God, my mama, my daddy, you guys always serve as the first inspiration because I'm one of the younger boys. So I was inspired to go to Livingstone from Lee and all the way down to Robert to you. And of course we were followed by Daniel and Angela. Joseph, of course, went to North Carolina Central University, which also made us proud. But you know, he went that way. He went astray. But we'll still give him an honorary membership to the Livingstone College family because, as I said before, over HBCU, you are family too. So,
Joseph getting all the credit. All the credit.
So, thank
I'm
you.
All y'all honorary Eagles.
Thank you, boys.
Yeah. I'm going to make all y'all honorary Eagles too.
Whatever.
Look, I do
check this out, though, man. Check this out.
I think it's very fitting. This is really a serious story, actually, because actually when I went to Livingstone College, I really had not shown a lot of interest in poetry. You know, even though I actually found my niche or at least my interest in poetry at Livingstone College, and then also during the time I was there, I was influenced by music. You know, I was a member of the Stone Band. And I also ended up becoming interested in DJing. And so as a part of my DJing and my sudden interest in poetry while at Livingstone College, out came these guys like King Tim III from Fatback rapping. Then came the Sugar Hill Gang. People don't know King Tim III came first. Then came the Sugar Hill Gang. Then came Curtis Blow, all these guys. And I'm like, wow. You know, I had actually started putting a little poetry into my DJing act. So that really just gave me more inspiration. So to make a long story short, Livingstone is where, you know, I really found some other interests. I was introduced to a lot of musicians who, music and talents went far beyond where I had come from. You know, we basically, you know, we love going to church and everything, but there is some talent out there in areas of jazz and so many other, I was exposed to so many other areas of music and talent until I was really inspired at Livingstone College. So I'm not really lying about, you know, being inspired by Livingstone College. A lot of it came from there. And I had you guys there, I had Leon. I had the luxury of having my brother Leon as my roommate for a while. And, you know, my brother Robert was there, a senior as I came on the campus. So Robert is actually gate one. Leon was gate two and gate three. And so I was also inspired by Star Time Review, which before I attended Livingstone, I just happened to come up one weekend. My brother Robert was referred to as Never Late Gate. And took us to the Star Time Review on time. And I was just shocked. I saw that talent. And one of my ambitions when I came to Livingstone was to be a part of the Star Time Review band. And actually,
and
the first time I went out.
You,
huh?
And you did, didn't you?
Yeah. I
think you did. You did.
Yeah. I was cut the first time. I came out with my little bass, trying to play, you know, right out of the Gatewood Brothers, you know, gospel group. And that, and after I stumbled and stumbled for a while trying to learn a few songs, somebody nicely told me, Gatewood, you're not ready. You know, if it took you that long to learn this song, we got about 20 more to learn. And I don't think you're going to be able to cut.
Hey, Robert, let me ask Robert something right quick. Robert, you remember when you and I auditioned for Star Time Review?
Oh, man.
Me and you.
Oh.
Me and you, Berg, Tony Cole.
Popeye. Go Popeye.
I'm telling
hey,
you.
Now, hey,
we can sing,
I believe,
man.
Leon, I believe there was some hate going on. I ain't gonna lie. We weren't the Manhattans. We weren't the Manhattan by the long. We were singing Left Just
but
Kiss and Say Goodbye.
We weren't the Manhattan, but we thought we were.
We thought we were. Man, they threw us out of like we were on fire. They said, man.
I'm telling you, man, Star Time Review was tight. They were not playing.
Yeah,
I'm telling
yourself,
you.
Man.
I hope somebody
right
out there in the
you got me mad that again. Leon, you got me mad all over again.
Yeah,
we could have made
so
any. We could have qualified for any other talent show, but the Star Time Review. Trust me, we could have.
I mean,
we
they were good
been anywhere. We could have been
they
on the.
They weren't that darn good. Yeah, we were singing our hand paws off. Had old Popeye back there, and Antonio. Yo,
let's just kiss and say goodbye for the audition.
Man, those guys were legendary. They were
I had to call you here today for a bit of bad news. Do my life.
Yes,
yeah.
Robert was doing the
I
thing.
Had
he
to
was doing
meet
the talk.
You
gonna, yeah, that's what
you
got to keep
on out. You're going to keep showing why you were cut. So anyway.
Hey, Curtis, I saw some folks over here on the line start cutting us again. I said, wait a minute, hold it. We're not auditioning, y'all.
We lost three callers.
I do want to say this. I mentioned the Star Time Review because actually after, I think it was a couple of tries, the Star Time Review band took me in. I was considered to be eligible to join the Dream Star Time Review Band at Livingstone College. And as you all have heard, these guys were strict. They did not play.
Hey, Cutler. You didn't kick me and Leon out, did you? Were you over that end?
Well, that was going up on my time.
Oh, okay.
But
I get ready to say.
Rob, wasn't Darrell Waters in there when we were in that man? Wasn't Darrell Waters one of the guys, man?
I mean, don't remember
like
Darrell
Waters.
I remember Bronson. Remember Bronson?
Yeah,
he played trombone.
Bronson, I'll never forget.
I don't think he cared for us anyway. I think we had some poison in the well.
y'all trying sour grapes, man. You guys.
Yeah, that's right. This
nah,
time, hey,
like
this the time
man.
To unify. We love Bronson. We love Darrell. All of them. We all together now. We got to get rid of Trump. So we all on the same page. They could have showed the brothers some love, though. They could have showed us a little love.
Yeah.
Hey,
brother,
how many years ago was that?
Curtis, brothers,
yeah.
Robert, we're going to take a quick break right quick. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that. It looks like we have the Livingstone College PR person on the line and a couple other people. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more about that and some other things. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Brothers for Real radio show. The number to call is
213-833-3872. what they say.
Man, you talking about that.
Y'all know quite a few people
we won't go there. We're coming right back to you, brothers and sisters.
Are you something?
Livingstone, C-O-double-L-E-G-E. Who you with?
L-C.
Who you with?
L-C.
L-C, bring it. Livingstone, Livingstone, Livingstone. Beneath our stone, many seeds were sown. You set the right tone, you turn the light on as we move on. With our groove on, dignified, I feel bonafide, I feel good if I even sanctified. God's on my side with the way we ride. My LT pride is maximized. My Livingstone, Livingstone. Livingstone is homegrown in Salisbury, known for its legendary Hood Seminary, steady LC Carnegie Library. Livingstone does what is necessary to enhance its precious stones like a lapidary, with the care inexpressible beyond vocabulary, to create a sanctuary beyond the ordinary, school of hospitality, arts and culinary, holistic instruction, that's visionary, student health center, and it's apothecary, barrack auditorium where we sing like a canary, learning methods may vary, but the effort's never tarry, sweet knowledge from a college like a sweet black cherry, athletes ready to defeat the adversary, Tubman building for the author literary, black history readily beyond February. Now the blueberry is a rare species. The blueberry has no fear of enemies. His intellect is what they respect. When intellect is in effect, we put opponents in check. Since 1879, L.C. stood the test of Father Time. Dr. Joseph Price, Bishop J.W. Hood paid the price of sacrifice so we could break the chain from the mental plantation, fill our brains with the best education, heal the pain of insane degradation. When we claim education, we can gain liberation. We're not taking like HBCU. Historical black with a knack to rise anew. Nothing can hold back the black and blue. Come on, Livingstone, this track is for you. L-O-V-I-N-G-S-T-O-N-E. Livingstone, C-O-double-L-E-G-E. Who you with?
L-C.
Who you with?
L-C.
Let's bring
Let's
it.
Bring it.
Like a garment that's fitted. The L-C district is closely knitted. So let me be explicit. We are family and I'm happily knitted with it. Instructions are holistic, committed. Our spirit is befitted, and we know God did it. Victory in the face of adversity, fervently using faith as necessity. Universally with diversity, a Christian university. God have mercy. New trend, old trend, anywhere we represent. The blueberry is there, his pride is evident. We're not blinking, faith not shrinking. We're rising above tide, and we're not sinking. From the top to the bottom, our arms are linking like a chain of brains. To LC, we're clinging. Our presidents represent phenomenal thinking. From Dr. J. Price to Dr. J. Jenkins. L-I-V-E-N-G-S-T-O-N-E. Livingstone, C-O-double-L-E-G-E. Who you with?
L-C.
Who you with?
L-C.
Well, let's bring you from LC to the mystery of hereafter. America's the HBCUs of Africa. We're all better when we're all together, even when the darkest of nights may fester. How dark the night, it does not matter. No weapon against us in the blue bear battle. The blue bear is tougher than the thickest leather. We're sticking together, come whatever. Out here the level, we stomp the devil. And yes,
I'm a radical blue bear rebel.
Now, I want to know. We are the mighty LC. The blue bear spirit is all over me. We bring it as a fan, we bring it if we can. We will bring it as the LC campus expand. We will bring it like a team, we bring it with the fans. We bring it like dreams from kings who took a stand. But bring it humbly, yet so grand. We will bring it like the Blue Thunder marching band.
Bang.
And when we blow on Monroe Street, we put pep in our steps like step shows from Greeks like K-8 Psi, 858, Omega Psi Phi, a.k.a. DST, Z5B, Phi Beta Sigma, G5G, swing, five, swing, and if you didn't pledge a thing, that's okay, LC, one team.
One team.
One team. Now let me hear you scream. Livingstone, 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 beneath the stone, the many seeds were sown. Now you set the right tone, you turn the light on, as we move on, with our groove on, dignified, I feel bonafide, I feel good inside, even sanctified, God's on our side, that's the way we ride, my LC pride is maximized. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, Livingstone, it's time to bring it on.
Every HBCU, you are my family.
L-O-V-I-E-N-G-S-T-O-N-E.
All right, man. Shoot. Rev, I just got one question. How you get Larry Blackman to do that, man? That was a lot of information, Reverend. That was a lot of information. Where did you get all that information?
Google.
I went to Livingstone. Yeah, man. Where did you get all that information? And how did you learn it all in that little bit of time and put it in a rap and rhyming and all that, you know? Because I just talked to you about this thing about it 3 weeks before the event.
That's true. That's true. Leon, can you hear me?
Yeah, man.
One of the things that I will say, I'm going to tell you what helped with this project, and this is why COVID-19 has not been all bad. I pray that we'll live through it. But COVID-19 slowed me down, shut me down, and had me doing things or reading and writing on things that I would not have otherwise have done. So I have to say, if there is a silver lining in COVID-19, some of it is it gave us the opportunity to either sharpen some skills or study or do things that we would not have normally taken the time to do. And so since I'm here, I was here pretty much shut in, didn't go anywhere unless I just had to go somewhere to get some food or something like that. And so when you came up and told me about the Livingstone Tation, it actually came at a time when I'm at home. I'm not running around up and down the street doing marches. They shut down the marches. They shut down the churches. They shut down all the things that I normally do. So it gave me an opportunity to focus on this particular project.
Well, I'm just going to say this on behalf of a Livingstonian, a proud Livingstonian at that. This has got to be one heck of a recruitment tool or whatever. I've heard people say, made me wish I was at Livingstone and stuff like that. But anyway, we just so happened. Jim Harrington, who is the PR in public relations for Livingstone, is on the line. And just so happened. She is on the line.
What a nice segue. You were trying to get me, I know, but yes, you can. Hi, everybody. That type of publicity is just invaluable. And on behalf of the college, I want to thank you, Curtis and Daniel, for producing that video, that music and the video, and debuting it on Livingstone College Day of Giving. That was the official title of the day. And the phone is down was one of the ways that you could call in and make donations. And we're still tallying up to see how much we raised that day. But I know it's been over $15,000. So we'll see in a few days what the final tally is. But, yay! But as you know, COVID is affecting all colleges and universities across the country. And so you know that when it's affecting everyone, we're feeling it more intensely at HBCUs. Not just at Livingstone, but all HBCUs are being affected by it. And so we're trying to come up with, you know, creative ways, incentives for people to not give up their educational plans and to come to college to pursue their academic goals, even though there's a pandemic going on. We've waived certain fees. And Dr. Jenkins, the president, challenges us all the time to come up with creative ways to reach people. And this is something we could not have thought of, like a song, a video, a rap. So it was like from our mouth to God's ears, and he placed it upon Curtis's heart and through your influence, Mr. Liam, to create this rap and this song. And we're sharing it on all of our platforms. It's on our YouTube page. It's on our Facebook page. And so we're grateful to you for doing this, because you never know what it might take for someone to decide to come to Livingstone. And you incorporate the vast and rich history of Livingstone College in your lyrics. You cover everything. everything, and we're so grateful. And some of that is like, well, I didn't even know that myself, or where did he get that from? And so we are so appreciative to you for taking the initiative and being so loyal and dedicated to your alma mater. We're just so grateful, and I just want to say thank you on behalf of the college.
Wow. Criminal. I hope y'all recorded that. Okay, that was just music to my. That was more music than I can ever make for my ears. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Right on, man. That was beautiful. That's a beautiful thing, man. Really, I've been calling around telling people to listen to it. Hey, Robert. Hey, Joe. Hey, Daniel. Oh yeah, Daniel, you made it. Yeah. So you know, it's just been exciting to me to listen to it and watch the reaction around throughout the Livingstone College family to it and hear people calling me and texting me and telling me about it and how they're enjoying it. So it's a beautiful thing, man. We appreciate you, brother. It's powerful. Using your talent. You know, if you got talent, you need to use it. Daniel's on the line. Music producer. I was telling Robert, I said, man, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis have nothing on Daniel and Cully. I'm joking, man. They know what to do with music. Okay.
I wanted Daniel to say something, you know, I think, because, like I said, Daniel is certainly my partner in crime here. Well, I ain't going to say crime, but in time. And,
I had my piece right before you got on the line, actually. But
okay.
But I would also like to say I've talked to a couple of my classmates that, you know, while I was at Livingstone and listened to it. They're like, man, that thing, boy, they really, wow, how y'all do that? That was something. And it was good to hear, you know, people say that they went to Livingstone. You say, well, that was worthwhile. If you don't really know how people are going to respond when you're working on something. You don't know if you're going overboard or underboard or what. But, you know, after the finished product, get here and people respond to it positively. It's a good feeling.
It is. Yeah. And like I said, Daniel had to put in a lot of time. And like I said, without him, you know, that would be nothing because he had the, not only that he had the talent, but he had the tools. And you can have the tools sometimes and not have the talent. You can have the talent and not have the tools. And so Daniel had power. Of having the talent and the tools that can help to bring
it was a tough deadline to meet, and it took one all nighter.
You guys took it dead. I give it to you guys. You guys took the deadline seriously, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it again for Curtis and Daniel. Those guys really put a lot into that project. We want to spend our last few moments on this thing we have here. Very well. We're going to wrap back around to this thing that P. Diddy and Ice Cube, they're starting this thing. They say they're going to hold the black vote hostage for a while until Biden decides what he's going to do to help the black community. Now, I'm going to just give my personal opinion right quick. I really think this is not a good time to do that. When I say that, I mean, first of all, they don't really have the power to hold the vote hostage. That's the first thing. And the next thing, P. Diddy, Ice Cube, and a couple more. P. Diddy, Ice Cube, and a couple other rappers, a couple of those big guys like that. The brothers. I like the brothers. Don't get me wrong. But I just think it's not a good time for them to flex their muscles.
Sir. You know what I want to say to that? I would like to see what they're going to do. They're going to do for the black community. Because you got too many of these rappers and musicians in high positions. Only thing they're doing is taking money out of the community and they're not putting anything back. And they're using their talents to siphon money out of the black community. And I don't see where any of them are putting anything back. Now, like you said, first of all, they don't have the power to hold a black vote hostage, first of all. And if they don't vote for Biden, who are they going to vote for?
That's the next problem. That's the big problem. Kind of rhetoric.
They need
what do you say, Daniel?
We need to get people to vote. That's the biggest thing, is getting them out to vote. I think that's
right,
that gives them more power than anything else. Getting them out to vote.
Right.
Right.
Because I mean, if you look at the history of voting in America, if you're looking at the history of black people, have never had a candidate and a president that gave us everything we wanted. Never. It never happened, and it never will happen. Even after they became president, and throughout the history of black people voting in America, we've always had to choose between the lesser of two evils. Of course, Barack Obama was a definite yes, and of course, right now Donald Trump is a definite no. And so, having the debate about who we're going to vote for at this point is really a moot point. That time is over. That time should. If you want to talk about who we were going to vote for, you should have been talking about that 2 years ago and putting a candidate out there. You can't wait. You can't wait until the fourth quarter of the game and decide who your point guard is going to be. You should have already decided that in training.
Well, a lot of this started, I'd
like to say something else to that, I appreciate anybody who might have great intentions about holding Biden accountable and all that. All that is good and it's certainly necessary. But as I'm hearing right now, anyone who's really interested in saving America should have been raising a whole lot of hell for the last 4 years. Because first of all, America would not survive four more years of Trump, period. Okay? So it's we're at a matter of life or death situation. We don't even have an option anymore. You know, that was the time for the option to decide who's going to go against Trump. We don't even have that luxury anymore, unfortunately. And
seeing Curtis.
It is so necessary that
Curtis,
Trump leaves office.
Yeah, this is how this all got started, really.
It's a matter of life and death.
Yeah, see, this is how this all got started when Biden went on the Charlemagne, the Breakfast Brothers or whatever, Breakfast Club or whatever show, and the guy kept asking Biden questions, and then finally, I guess he got on Biden's nerve or something. And he said, "Well, look, man, any black person that have any more questions for me just ain't black." In other words, if you can't decide whether to vote for me, because you don't have the two options here. Trump and Biden. So Biden was kind of saying, if you don't know, yet, you're not black. So, then the guy jumped all over that, which is just kind of crazy to me. But anyway, I know how some people take it. I'm fine with it. Okay. Like I say, I know when I'm stuck in a hole. I know when I don't have any options.
Right.
Well,
like
I said, Biden definitely has to be careful. He can't take anybody for granted. And if anyone's asking questions, he should provide answers. But with that said, we also have to understand that Trump should be in prison. Trump is not a choice. He's not even fit to be in a doghouse, let alone a White House that our tax dollars are paying for. People need to understand something. Our tax dollars, which now black and brown people are paying more taxes than rich and other whites in this country, we have a disproportionate amount or disparate amount of tax dollars that's going into this pool. Our tax dollars.
Excuse me a minute, Curtis, excuse me a minute. We can't hear you too good. You're a little muffled. You're a little more muffled. I'm sorry. I just can't hardly hear you at all.
Much better. But we're funding a racist with our tax dollars, and we're giving him a luxurious life. He had pretty much gone bankrupt. Trump is not all he's making out to be as far as a businessman. He had $400 million as a child to start with, and he's bankrupt, basically. And he's using this White House opportunity as an opportunity to restore his wealth, because he's not paying for food right now. He's not paying for transportation right now. He's doing all this. The White House is being used to make Trump stronger. And he's going to be a stronger racist, a stronger white nationalist. So our tax dollars are being abused right now. And so we have to look at all areas of what's going on with this presidency. And Trump can no longer be tolerated.
Well, there's another thing, too, and all these folks, crawling out the woodwork right now. All these people crawling out the woodwork right now talking about who we gonna vote for. Well, it's like this. And first of all, if you want a chip, it could be some white folks on that chip. There's gonna be some black folks on that chip. But you can't be up there debating on what we gonna do to say keep this chip from sinking. First of all, everybody got to get together on, first of all, don't let the chip sink. Because the chip sinks, everybody's going to be destroyed. And that's where we are right now. Four more years of Donald Trump, and that's a mathematical certainty, this chip will sink.
Absolutely.
Check this out. Trump is trying to destroy everything. He's even trying to destroy the U.S. Postal Service. Now, what?
What?
But Leon,
check this out. You know, just like the statistics you and I were talking about earlier. See, Trump is representing about everything he does, and of course he's included in that. He's representing about 3% of the population. You follow what I'm saying? His actions. About 3% of the population is benefiting from what he's doing. Now, that's the same situation he had during slavery. At the height of slavery, you only had 6% of the people in the South that actually owned slaves. And if you look at the world, the whole United States, only 1.4% of the population owned slaves. And yet, you had 600,000 Americans, young boys, men, women, children that lost their lives trying to protect an institution that only 1.4% of the population benefit from. And see, we have the same situation going on right now. We got a president that's willing to destroy the entire United States to benefit 1.4% of the population.
Oh, that must be.
And that's the question that he's telling a lie. He's telling more lies than people can count. You know, there was a time where people used to have to really fact check before they even made a statement. They used to have to ask these fact searches before they prepare to speak. This guy telling more lies than anybody I've ever heard in my life. And I mean, he's just straight out of hell. So I mean, it's just not even anything right now. We just got to figure out how we're going to work with the replacement of Trump.
That's right. We got to get rid of Trump first and foremost. Get rid of Trump, and then we can sit down and talk to Biden. But we got to get Trump out of that white. You know what I'm saying? He's not just going to destroy the black people. Donald Trump is going to destroy the whole United States.
Because here's another thing. Can you hear me, Leon? Am I clear?
Yes, sir.
Look, one other thing before I close. Trump has committed crimes. Now, when you commit crimes, nobody's supposed to say, well, let's see if we can find to replace you before we put you in jail or before we fire you or before we make sure you didn't hurt anybody, you don't hurt anybody else. Trump is not fit to serve in the United States of America. He shouldn't even be eligible to run.
But you know what, guys? Hey, let me tell you some good news is that practically every... Hello?
Hello? I'm here.
Hello?
Robert.
Yeah, can you guys hear me? Hello?
Yeah,
we hear you, Robert.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was saying some good news is that practically every former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, whether Republican or Democrat, have come out against Donald Trump. There's a group of Republicans, matter of fact, led by Kellyanne Conway's husband, called the Lincoln Project. They are running millions and millions and millions of dollar ads trying to defeat Donald Trump. These are Republicans. So I think the tide, the only way Donald Trump can win this is to steal it. Just know that. If he and I don't put that past him. He is working night and day. He's spending his every waking hour trying to figure out how to steal this election.
Because he has stole all his life. He's a cheater. He's a con man. He's never done anything that really earned. He hadn't earned anything.
Yeah, he has. He's proud. I didn't like Donald Trump. I didn't like Donald Trump before he became president. And the reason I didn't like Donald Trump before he became president, because I always saw Donald Trump as the poster boy for white privilege. There's no black man. There's no black man in America that could have filed no black men in America that could have filed 8 bankruptcies and still be operating. There's not one black man that I know of. Matter of fact, if you file a bankruptcy, you can't even be an insurance agent or a real estate agent in North Carolina. But this guy has excelled himself as president of the United States. And I saw an ad the other day that was really interesting. They made an ad. They said Donald Trump told the truth. And that was the ad. They said Donald Trump told the truth when he got up and said he was not joking about slowing down testing for this coronavirus. And that's something Americans really need to think about, is whether Donald Trump is an agent of Russia. Because Russia would like nothing more than anything than to destroy the United States of America. Because if Russia can get rid of the United States, I mean, they can then say that they are the superpower of the world's only superpower. Of course, you know, even though China is there, but Russia would be able to claim that.
Hey, Joe, banking on what you were saying about the white privilege and how Donald Trump is the iconic embodiment of that, go back to LBJ. Lyndon Baines Johnson said, if you can convince white people, the lowest white person, that he's better than the best black man, he won't realize you have his hand in your pocket. Hell, give him somebody to look down on, and he will empty his pocket for you. Donald Trump is the embodiment of that. This guy named Charles Blow, Google it.
Yeah.
Guy named Charles Blow, he wrote an article called The Lowest White Man, and he had a picture of Donald Trump. And it's based on that statement that Lyndon Johnson made back in the 1960s. And that really sums it up about any – I mean, you're talking about white privilege at its zenith. He is the poster child of a man who shouldn't – like Curtis said, he shouldn't even be a dog catcher, much less the president of the United States. That is white privilege personified.
And Robert, this is a point I made a couple of years ago. I said the only reason that Donald Trump had the audacity to run for president of the United States is because a black man had been the president of the United States. And Donald Trump, with that racist mind in his head, this whole idea of white privilege, he felt that if a black man could be the president of the United States, it didn't matter how low down, dirty, lying, stealing, chilling, killing white were, he could be the president. That's what Donald Trump, what he ran on, and that's what he campaigned on. He sometimes did it covertly, and sometimes he did it overtly. But that was the mindset of his entire candidacy. I don't care if a black man can be the president of the United States, any white man can be it.
And so, unfortunately, it's the mindset of 40% of the country, and that's the chilling part about it.
Right.
That's the chilling
part. Yeah.
That's the sad part.
And he made it clear. He does not beat that Obama drum for no reason. He beats the Obama drum the whole time he's been in the White House. Everything that he can lie on, blame on, discredit, that's been his whole presidency, really. And so what you said, he's exemplifying that every day that he's in operation. I do want to make an announcement, though, before you get off the air, beyond some point. Yeah.
Okay, let's go, man, because we're getting ready to get off, man. Our time is way up. Say what you got, brother. Give us what you got.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of time that we're in, we're going to be in D.C. Anyone in the D.C. area, Robert, or anyone else who might be listening, the Stop Killing Us Solutions campaign, also known as SCOOP, we're going to be there at 1 o'clock p.m. on the streets at the corner of 10th and Constitution Avenue, Northwest Washington, D.C. That is where the U.S. Department of Justice, right outside that building, that's where they are located. Because we're going to be there, and hopefully we'll get the chance again at some point, Robert and Leon, to talk more about the Universal Standard for Law Enforcement that we kicked off there. That's where we initially kicked off our Universal Standard for Law Enforcement of 2017. And now we're seeing almost those exact standards being the reason why, had they been in place, we've lost the life of George Floyd, where we speak against choking. We speak against what you can do with people while they're handcuffed. We spoke against no-knock searches. That's what killed Breonna Taylor. We spoke against shooting people in the back, which killed Rayshard Brooks. You can go on and on and on. Almost everything you see play out was already covered in the Universal Standards for Law Enforcement. So we'll be there on Friday, June 26th. At 1 p.m. In front of the back to the U.S. Department of Justice to reintroduce the Universal Standard for Law Enforcement after one of our representatives would have marched all the way from Philadelphia to D.C. to bring attention to the Universal Standards for Law Enforcement. So if you're in that area, meet us there at 1 o'clock p.m. Call me at 919-939-6311. And if you need more information, thank you.
Heard you do it at church. Anybody else got any more announcements? Otherwise, we're going to proceed to close. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Brother for Real Radio Show. We are every Wednesday from 7 to 8 o'clock p.m. The guest call-in number is 215-383-3872. We really enjoy talking to ourselves, but we really appreciate when somebody else calls in to talk with us. Thank you, everybody, for being here tonight, brothers. Thank you for all your listeners. I think I even see Miss Sylvia Tito on the line over there. Thank you for listening, Sylvia. Thank you guys for joining in tonight. God bless you. We're out. Have a good night, guys. We're out. I'm going to cut my grass. 64.
Oh, living stone, my living stone break.
Yeah, L-I-V-A-E-N-G-S-T-O-N-E, living stone, C-O-L-L-E-G-E. Who you with?
L-C.
Who you with?
L-C.
L-C, bring it. Living stone, living stone, living stone. Beneath our stone, many seeds were sown. You set the right tone, you turn the light on as we move on. With our groove on, dignified, I feel bonafide, I feel good inside, even sanctified. God's on my side with the way we ride. My LT pride is maximized.
LT family, I want to know.
Bring it on.
Family. I'm talking about LC.
Living stone is homegrown in Salisbury. Known for its legendary hood seminary, steady LC Carnegie Library, Livingstone does what is necessary to enhance its precious stones like a lapidary with the care inexpressible beyond vocabulary to create a sanctuary beyond the ordinary, school of hospitality, arts and culinary, holistic instruction, that's visionary, student health center and its apothecary, barrack auditorium where we sing like a canary, learning methods may vary but the efforts never tarry, sweet knowledge from a college like a sweet black cherry, athletes ready to defeat the adversary, Tubman building where the author literary black history readily beyond February.
Living stone, my living stone.
Now the blueberry is a rare species. The blueberry has no fear of enemies. His intellect is what they respect. When intellect is in effect, we put opponents in check. Since 1879, LC stood the test of Father Time. Dr. Joseph Price, Bishop J.W. Hood paid the price of sacrifice so we could break the chain from the mental plantation, fill our brains with the best education, heal the pain of insane degradation. When we claim education, we can gain liberation. We're not taking like HBCU. Historical black with a knack to rival me. Nothing can hold back the black and blue. Come on, Livingstone, this track is for you. L-O-V-I-N-G-S-T-O-N-D, Livingstone, C-O-L-L-E-G-E. Who you with?
L-C.
Who you with?
L-C.
Let's bring it, like a garment that's fitted. The L.C. district is closely knitted. So let me be explicit. We are family and I'm happily knitted with it. Instructions are holistic, committed. Our spirit is befitted and we know God did it. Victory in the face of adversity. Fervently using faith as necessity. Universally with diversity. A Christian university. God have mercy. New trend, old trend, anywhere we represent. The blueberry is there and his pride is evident. We're not blinking, faith not shrinking. We're rising above tides and we're not sinking. From the top to the bottom, our arms are linking. Like a chain of brains to LC, we're clinging. Our presidents represent phenomenal thinking. From Dr. J. Price to Dr. J. Jenkins. L-I-V-E-N-G-S-T-O-N-E. Living from C-O-L-L-E-G-E. Who you with?
LC.
Who you with?
LC.
Well, let's bring you from LC to the mystery of hereafter. America's the HBCUs of Africa. We're all better when we're all together. Even when the darkest of nights may fester. How dark the night, it does not matter. No weapon against us in the blue bear battle. The blue bear is tougher than the thickest leather. We're sticking together, come whatever. Out here the level, we stomp the devil. And yes,
I'm a radical blue bear rebel.
We are the mighty LC. The blue bear spirit is all over me. We bring it as a fan. We bring it, yes, we can. We will bring it as the LC campus expand. We will bring it like a team. We bring it with the fan. We bring it like dreams from kings who took a stand. But bring it humbly, yes, so grand. We will bring it like the Blue Thunder marching band.
Bang.
And when we blow on Monroe Street, we put pep in our steps like step shows from Greeks like K8 Psi, 858, Omega Psi Phi, AKA. DST, Z5B, Phi Beta Sigma, G5G, Swing Phi Swing, and if you didn't pledge a thing, that's okay, LC, 110. Now let me hear you scream. Livingstone, 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 Livingstone. Beneath the stone, the many seeds were sown. Now you set the right tone, you turn the light on. As we move on, with our groove on. Dignified, I feel bonafide, I feel good inside. Even sanctified, God's on our side. That's the way we ride, my LC pride. It's maximized. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Livingstone, it's time to bring it on.
Every HBCU, you are my family.
L-O-V-I-N-G-S-T-O-N-E. Livingstone, C-O-L-L-E-G. L-O-V-I-N-G-S-T-O-N-E, Livingstone, C-O-L-L-E-G-E, who you with?